Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
What's the matter?
Just bummed out.
What happened?
I'm doing this Sylvester Stallone podcast, and I thought that I was going to get Sylvester Stallone to come in, and he has not come in.
So what happens now?
I don't know. They have me signed up for this contract, and I have to do this show, and people are listening, and I don't know. I feel like I'm going to look like a real jerk in front of everybody. Yeah. But I don't know. Well, I don't know if I should. What?
Did he have a contract to do what he promised?
This is what I'm. Okay. So we talked to his people at one point. And like we advertised this, I talked to like the Wall Street Journal and just on Bloomberg. I just was on Bloomberg today and talking to these guys, and I was advertising. They said, "Oh yeah, now he's not going to come now, so he's not coming." You know, so it just you know, like, I don't know if you know how that. You like when you feel like you put yourself out there in a way, and you just you know, now everyone I don't know sees it, and I just feel like a jerk about it. You know, because I don't know what to do to recover from it.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is it totally lost? Is there any way that you could personally reach out to him?
I mean, yeah, I guess I guess I could. I mean, I don't know. And, I don't know if I know him or anything. Have you never met him, right? You never saw him like in the city or anything like that, no?
Who are you saying that to June?
No, I'm saying that to you.
Sylvester Stallone?
No, because I remember you ran into Chevy Chase in that liquor store one time.
Oh, yeah. No, I never met him in the city. Yeah, no.
All right. But
you know what?
Can
I tell you something? We had a similar thing happen at the hospital.
Okay.
Where we thought we were going to have these hospitalists join the staff, right?
Right.
And at like 12:01, they said, oh, by the way, we're not doing it. And the only thing that worked was for the chief medical officer to throw himself on the sword. And there was something that they didn't like, but rather than saying what they didn't like, they just said, we're not doing it. So he found out what it was that they didn't like. He couldn't correct it immediately, but we got them to start. And I'm thinking that sometimes you have to kiss, well, I mean, in your business, you know it more than I do. You know, I think you have to kiss his ass a little bit.
So maybe just like go in there and just kind of like, yeah, like just maybe like offer up something that he's not quite getting or something, or just like kind of, yeah, fall on my sword a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, play to that.
I will.
You know, absolutely play to that.
All right. This is, I appreciate that. That's actually really good advice. You know what? Because I feel like everyone's just like kind of against me. Like June's even saying, like June told me, she's like, I don't want you to stop doing the show. You're embarrassing yourself. And, you know, everyone's trying to say, just cut your losses. And you're the first person to tell me that I should continue. And I appreciate that.
Oh yeah. And I bet you it'll work.
Yeah.
I really
right.
do. I tell you, we had millions of dollars at stake. And I,
that's the same
I doubt
thing with this.
Millions
with
Wolf, of
yeah. Well, no, I mean, Wolf Pop, not you know, millions of dollars, but it's a lot, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe there's something you can offer him. I mean, would he be somebody that you would want on the league?
Well, I mean, you think he would be like into, like if I could like kind of put that out there, like he could be on the show and be like, he'd be a cool currency.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
Exactly.
All right.
I would just really, I don't want to say beg, but you know what I mean by falling on your sword.
No, I definitely do. I definitely do. This is great. Thank you, Mom.
Okay, honey.
Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Oh, I'm glad to help. I'm Christmas shopping for Gussie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, all right. Well, I love you, Mom.
I love you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Look at that. See, my mom is the one who supports me. And that's fucking awesome. I have a great mom. And you know what? And this episode is dedicated to all the moms out there. That's right. So thank you, Mom, and this gives me renewed vigor to approach the show. I am so, so excited. Thank you, Mom, and you know what? I ain't too proud to beg. This is amazing. The new day is dawning. I am getting ready to follow my sword. Sylvester Stallone Podcast. I am Paul Scheer.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.